Well, first and foremost, I know Gareth pretty well, and I know a lot of the people at the FA. Obviously, Dan Ashworth I worked very closely with for 2 or 3 years at West Brom. I understand what they're trying to do. I see what they're trying to do. I see how they're trying to play. I can see the shapes. I can see the 3-4-3 as we've played this year at times. I can see the 4-2-3-1, which we've played at times this year. I can see how they're trying to be patient with all the right ethics of passing, control, play on the back foot, look around the corner, play forward. And yet sometimes when I watch it, it is a bit pedantic. Teams are getting lots of men behind the ball, and so they're trying to keep possession to control the game. And yet England fans, England expect to beat Lithuania or Moldova 5-6-0. You know, as I was a kid growing up watching England, you'd be thinking, are we going to get 8 or 9 this, you know, today against some of the lesser nations? The lesser nations have all developed. I think technology has allowed them to analyse and watch and study and listen. And I think the coaches throughout the world now are all switched on to spaces between the lines, when to play compact, how to show the play down one side of the pitch and narrow men off behind the ball. And I think that part of the game has massively grown, and it is difficult to win 7-8-0, and yet some countries have this campaign. What I would say makes that easier is if you score an early goal or two, because then your San Marinos of this world and Andorras of this world have to decide whether they're going to sit in and hopefully lose 2-0, or are they going to be a bit more adventurous and come out of their shape a little bit and try and score a goal, and then find themselves 5-0 down and then hanging on, it finishes 7. That can happen. Against England it hasn't in these games, you know, a couple of 1-0s, and I sat at home watching them and thinking, oh God, it was hard to watch, you know, it was too much sideways, too many passes back to the goalkeeper on any pressure. I think, if anything, the players have taken the philosophy probably too literally, and I've been through that process, because that's the way I've always liked to play with the ball, really, and have possession of it. I've gone through those processes and come out the other end, really, realising that sometimes you have to get it forward and push your team in behind it, and it's not necessarily about keeping possession. You can still control a game with the high press, with almost give them the ball back and press them and get after them. And if they try and pass through you, you nick it off them and you're one pass away from a chance. So mixing it up, really, and I would never sit here and tell Gareth Southgate what he's doing right or wrong. He's the England manager, but my experience has told me sometimes it isn't a crime to give the ball to the opposition and then to press them and see how good they are at trying to keep possession or try to play through you. But there you go, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an England team that are trying to control the game with the ball, which I understand is good and positive, as the Germans do, as the Brazilians do, and yet they do seem to create more goal-scoring opportunities, put the ball in the box a little bit more. It's a learning process, I think, and with total respect to Gareth, he is still a developing young manager that should be supported, and the players, the Dele Allis, Harry Kanes of this world, Henderson, should be supported. And if there's a bit of apathy about England going into the Russian World Cup, then that might be a positive. And yet, you know, and I know, when the time comes, it'll be built up that we should be beating everybody 3-0, and the day we lose a game or draw a game, it'll be disaster and just rubbish.
Have you got a responsibility, Tony, and further up the ladder you go, to give English players an opportunity? Do you believe, or is the Premier League just so strong now that managers can't afford to think about English players? They can only afford to think about, firstly, staying in the division and then trying to win it.
Yeah, I think the politics of the game is... I think the Premier League is all-powerful, it seems to me. I don't know the people, Richard Scudamore, I don't know him. I shouldn't really be discussing things I don't know. But as a layman looking from the outside, it seems the Premier League has the power. The FA don't seem to be able to dictate 3 foreigners rule or must play so many players in the Premier League of an English nature. It's, to help develop the English team, because I don't think the Premier League are interested. They're interested in creating overseas television rights and sponsorship deals, and attracting the best players in the world and making it the best product in the world. And there's the sell-off, really, between the two of, is the England team something that is going to suffer because the Premier League needs to keep growing and becoming the biggest product in world sport? I don't know. It seems to me as if they've wrestled the power away from the FA, and we seem pretty an inability to affect it. It's growing and becoming a bigger monster.